this Sunday at 7 p.m. as we discuss all things week number 3 throughout the Thumb of Michigan. You'll hear Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen from WLW Sports, then joining us from the Huron Daily Tribune, our sports editor, Paul P. Adams. Deckville breaks out of the huddle, facing a 2nd and 6 from the Morris 36-yard line. Split, working off the right hash, I formation. Patel pitches out to the left. It's a brought in by number 41, Brendan Handley. Across the 35, down to about the 30.
That's got to be Oriole football.
Line. And there's a fumble at the end of the play, and it's recovered by Morris. And this will be a turnover, and the Deckerville's defense back on the field. 2:55 left in the third quarter.
Brendan Handley, the ball carrier, fighting for extra yards, and this is typically when fumbles happen. Two defenders there trying to bring him down. He's trying to drag for those extra couple yards, and the ball pops out on him and falls into the arms of an Oriole. That's Deckerville's second turnover of the game.
And
first one didn't lead to any points. We'll see if the Orioles can take advantage of this one.
They have less than 2 minutes and 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Gavin Lucas throwing downfield and throws it at the feet of his intended receiver at the 35-yard line. His intended receiver is number 28, Austin Eddington. But we have flags flying against Deckerville. It looks like it'll be a hold against Deckerville out of the secondary.
Yeah, I think the only thing that makes things worse is once you fumble the football and then on the next play you get called for defensive holding, it's going to be 41. It'll be Brendan Handley. He's one-on-one with the wide receiver on an island by himself over there, and he kind of falls a half step behind, and you see a little tug of the jersey. It's a pretty easy call for the black and white stripe guys out there.
So it's a 1st and 10 as the chains are still moving. 1st and 10 at the 41-yard line of the Orioles, moving left to right across your radio. 38-0, Deckerville leads, running clock situation. 2 minutes, 15 seconds left in the third. Two wide to the left, Gavin Lucas in shotgun. He hands it off to number 3. That would be Connor Lucas, and he's stopped in the backfield. Forward progress has stopped at the 39-yard line by the big man on the defensive line, number 81, Austin Spatzel, 6 foot, 210-pound senior. And it's a loss of 3 on the play, 2nd down, 13 to go.
Yeah, Morris, what they like to put running backs on the end positions and then bring them in motion and hand it off to them with some momentum. That is a play that works very, very well, except when the defensive ends are extremely fast. And Deckerville's defensive ends have been causing havoc all day, and those plays just aren't bringing the opportunity to turn upfield.
Gavin Lucas gets the snap out of the shotgun, keeps it for himself, gets back to the original line of scrimmage as he's trying to go on the left end. And same result, tackled by number 5, Austin Fritsch, and Austin Spatzel there as well. And it is a gain of a yard. 3rd down, 13 to go.
Yeah, there he is again, 81. Austin Spatzel in the backfield again in a hurry. You can't double team everybody, but that's one guy you certainly want to get a second hand on at least.
Halfway through the third quarter, USA leads Sandusky 35-8. USA 35, Sandusky 8 in the third. 3rd and 13 for the Morris Orioles, working off just in the left side, the left hash. Two wide to the left, shotgun with a man to his right, Gavin Lucas scrambling. He has to get rid of it, and he is not going to, as he is brought down at the 29-yard line for the sack. This will be a big loss, close to 9, maybe even 10 yards, as he had maroon jerseys all over him. Leading the attack was number 4, Cole Rumzik, the defensive end for the Eagles. He's 5'9", 160 pounds, maybe 165 when wet. And very slippery.
He's been a horse for this defensive line as well. Played quarterback so far in this game a few times too. He's really done a lot of good things. The coach Brown, both Browns, use them all over the place, and you can see why. A big time sack, bringing up a long 4th down and the end of the third quarter.
End of the third quarter. Deckerville leading 38-0 on the WLEW Sports Network.
There's no job too big or small for Lakeshore Improvements. When it comes to plumbing, heating, air conditioning, excavating, or geothermal, make Lakeshore Improvements your first choice. Mark and his crew manufacture and install fully customized cultured marble and granite countertops, shower walls, seat and windowsills, and much more. Licensed and insured, Lakeshore Improvements will make sure that your job is done right the first time. Call Lakeshore Improvements 989-864-3833. That's 989-864-3833. They do it all: plumbing, heating, renovations, excavating, and geothermal.
Hi, this is Kim. Give us a call at Lakeshore Improvements for all your heating, plumbing, and excavating needs. Licensed and insured, call us at 989-864-3833. That's 989-864-3833.
Fourth down in a country mile coming up for the Morris Orioles. It is fourth and 22. They are working at their own 30-yard line. The first down marker is at Atwater Road. The punter back deep, that's Gavin Lucas, number 16 at his own 16-yard line. Deckerville sends no one deep back. The punt is away, another beautiful punt from Gavin Lucas. It bounces at the 34 and takes a huge Oriole bounce and migrates all the way to the 23-yard line, where it's downed by Zach Rivers. And at the 23-yard line is where Deckerville will start this fourth quarter with 11:41 left. It is 38-0 Eagles.
Yeah, again, another great punt. I know you already said that once, but Gavin Lucas has hit some bombs out there, kicking them deep. I know Deckerville hasn't had anybody back to return them, but, man, those kicks have been excellent tonight.
Even if you did have someone back there, they'd be backpedaling the entire way.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be one man versus eight.
Right. You definitely don't plan on a kicker in this area kicking it that far.
Especially in eight-man football.
Agreed.
So, Deckerville still posting a shutout. Have done everything but take the leaves out to the compost pile. First and 10, across the 25-yard line out to about the 27-yard line, brought down by Connor Lucas. Number 41, Brendan Hanley, the keeper, the carrier for Deckerville. A 4-yard gain, second down, and 6 to go.
I'd like that by Coach Brown. 41, your running back. Brendan Hanley fumbles it on the series before, and the first thing you do on the next series, give him the rock again. I absolutely love it. You got to show confidence in the young man, and there's nothing more like it than calling his number after a mistake.
Second down, 6 yards to go. Deckerville. Left or right across your radio. Working at their own 27-yard line. 10:22 left in the fourth quarter. I formation. Cole Rumsick, the quarterback now, hands it off to his halfback, and he is brought down in the backfield for a gain or loss of one. That would be number 41, Brendan Hanley.
He had nowhere going on that play. Brendan Hanley, basically the same play. Brendan Hanley off the left side goes absolutely nowhere. Third down and 8 coming up for the Eagles.
Deckerville obviously is trying to get some of their younger players in here. Backup quarterback Cole Rumsick, starting defensive end for Deckerville, 5'9", 160-pound junior, now in at quarterback. I formation, 9:40 left in the fourth. I formation, handoff right at the middle to number 3, Chase Patello, 5'7", 160 junior. Gets forward for about 2 yards, brought down by Robbie Kruger, defensive tackle, is a junior for Morris. And now Deckerville facing a fourth down and 6 yards to go.
Yeah, well, this is one of the tougher spots Deckerville's offense has been in all game. Looks like Fritch and Patello are going to come into the game here, a couple starters for Deckerville. Not sure if that means that they will punt it or if they will run this play in hopes to get another series of downs.
When you look at what Deckerville has done tonight, they've limited Morris to very limited yards. They had 12 yards in the entire first half as Deckerville's lining up for a punt. Fourth down, 6 to go. A little bit of a low snap. And number 4, Cole Rumsick, gets it away. It's a high punt and takes a big Eagle bounce at the 46-yard line, rolling all the way down to the 37 where it's downed by Austin Fritsch. And Morris gets the ball back with 8:40 left in the fourth quarter, leading Morris 38-0 are the Eagles.
Was that Rumzik or was that Patello that kicked that?
That was Cole Rumzik, number four, yes.
Nice boot there.
So Morris still scoreless on the night, trailing by 38 points.
I